Blog Talk Radio. At this time, we would like to welcome you to Spiritual Talk Radio. This program is here to educate, encourage, and empower you, and we do this by providing you with spiritual teaching and free readings from psychic medium Michael and his guests. Check out www.spiritualtalkradio.net to see all that has taken place here already and all that is ahead. We would like to encourage you to be a part of the program by calling in at 1-347-327-9316. Our lines will open later on in the program, and you will be notified by Michael when this happens. Now sit back, relax, and let's see what Spirit has in store for you and I today on Spiritual Talk Radio. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back.
Good morning, wherever you are. I hope that it's good. I forgot the line there. That's okay. But, you know, I appreciate you listening today and being a part of Spiritual Talk Radio. And if you would like to be a part of the program, I will take a few calls today. 347-327-9316 is the call-in number to the program. 347-327-9316. Is a call-in number to this program. That does not change. If you would like to drop us an email, you can do that by writing us at our official email address. The only email address that I have is youareawakening@gmail.com. Please do not use insightswithmichael@ymail.com to contact us. You won't get hold of us. That email has been done away with. There was some security issues with Yahoo, and we have moved over to Gmail, so it is youareawakening@gmail.com. All right, let's go ahead and pull a card for the show today. And let's go ahead and pull a card here. And it's the Gaia card, Wisdom, Knowledge, Spiritual Understanding is on the bottom of the card. And don't we need that? Don't we need that wisdom and knowledge and understanding? Especially in the world that we're living in right now. You know, we're living in a world that a lot of times just seems really out of control. But that's what it looks like. But that's not what's really going on. What's really going on is change. And change can look a little, you know, scary at times. But change is necessary for our spiritual growth and for our growth all in general. There we go. Talking about change, I did yesterday talk about change, and we're actually having a contest right now. And the contest is how many times on yesterday's program, so you're going to have to go to yesterday's program and listen, how many times on yesterday's program did I say the word change? Okay, just the word change, not changing or anything else, just the word change. How many times did I say the word change yesterday? Okay, and if you are the first one to drop us an email at youareawakening@gmail.com and give me the right number, then you will win an hour reading with me. An hour reading with me, if you go to my website, you're going to see that that's $100 value. And so it's up to you to do the work. But the first one that drops me an email with the correct answer here will win a reading with me, all right? Okay. All right. Let's go ahead and open with prayer, and let's do that right now. Father, Mother God, we just thank you for this program. We thank you for this now moment, and we thank you for your love as always. We thank you for the gifts inside of us and for awakening those gifts in us. Father, Mother God, we thank you for your white light that surrounds us, that white light of protection. We thank you for that. And Father, Mother God, we thank you for the angels that work with us and our spirit guides that guide us. And Father, Mother God, for all the other helpers that help us along our way. And Father, Mother God, right now, I pray for my listeners, as always. I pray that you would meet their needs physically, emotionally, whatever way that they need you today, that you would meet them in this now moment. Father, Mother God, I pray right now that you would use me as the vessel that you always do on this program, and that you would speak through me into the hearts of those that are listening to me right now live, and the people that will be listening to this show archived later on. And Father, Mother God, we thank you again for everything that you do for us, seen and unseen, and surround us again with that white light of the Holy Spirit. And we say namaste, and we say amen. All right. Now, website addresses for me are www.insightswithmichael.com. Over there, you can set up a full reading with me. You can find information about me. You can find events that are coming up. I do have an event that is coming up in September in Springfield, Missouri. I will be back in Springfield, Missouri. It seems like forever since I've been there. And I know it hasn't been forever. Forever is a long time. Have you ever thought about that? Have you ever thought about the word forever? Forever, you know, is a, you know, a long time, actually. But I haven't been there for a while, and so I will be returning to Springfield in September, as far as I know. And it will be an awesome time. So if you're in the Springfield, Missouri area, or you can get to Springfield, Missouri, I would love to see you there. If you would like for me to come to your area, that would be awesome. And I'm going to try to next year, actually I'm going to try my very best to go to some new places. And so if you would like for me to come to your town and would like to help sponsor that, or you know, stuff like that, contact me at Your Awakening. We are booking ahead for the 2014 season, and so we'll be looking forward to that. Looks like my dog needs to go outside, so we're going to go ahead and put on an opening song and let my dog out, and so we'll be right back. Gotta love live radio, right? So we'll be right back. You are listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. Your calls will be next. So it is 347-327-9316, and then we'll be talking about the subject of the day, which is bullying. So, all right, we'll be right back.
I used to think that I could not go on, and life was nothing but an back inside. Yolanda, won't you sing the song?
See, I was on the verge of breaking down. Sometimes the silence can seem so loud. There are miracles in life I must achieve, yeah. But first it's got to start inside of me.
Problems. Oh, that's what's going on. You know, Spirit wants us to ground ourselves. So I don't know exactly why. I don't know if you're feeling a little off today, but you know, I can feel some energy that's off a little bit. And so before we go into the program, I have to have the energy that I need to do that. And so what we need to do is ground ourselves. And so let's put our feet flat on the floor. And you can kick your shoes off if you want. I usually have my shoes off. Usually I'm barefoot. But that's just my preference, my choice. It just helps me ground a little better, but you can ground with your shoes on or whatever. That's just a preference, okay? All right, let's go ahead and close our eyes. Now, what I want us to do is I want us just to empty our mind, okay? Your mind, when your eyes are closed, if you pay attention to your mind when your eyes are closed, you can hear that chitter-chatter. You hear a chitter-chatter in your head? Okay, so we need to shut that chitter-chatter off. Okay, how we're going to do that is I want you to, along with me, I want you to visualize a big, huge tape recorder right now. That's sort of what your brain is. Your brain records everything that you've ever done. So it's like a huge recorder up there. So what I want you to do is I want you to find the shut-off button, that red stop button. Remember those old tape recorders that used to have that big red button right there, that stop button? I want you to push stop. Okay? See that red button in your head? Push stop. Okay, now close your eyes again. Keep your eyes closed. And now I want you to hear nothing except my voice. Okay? Nothing except my voice. All right. Now what I want you to do is I want you to visualize roots going out of you, out of your feet, into Mother Earth, and seeing yourself as a tree. Visualize yourself as a very strong tree that the storms of life cannot move. And just visualize that. I've seen some really awesome trees. I've seen some trees that have gone through over in Joplin, Missouri, in particular. I grew up around in that area, and if you don't know, Joplin a few years ago was hit by an F5 tornado. But the very interesting thing is I went over there right after the tornado, and in that area there's this big, huge tree that stands in the area of destruction, and it is still standing. So visualize yourself as a strong tree. I can stand the wings of an F5 tornado. And I do that. Appreciate it. I feel a whole lot better. The energy is better. And so let's go ahead and take some calls. 323, I appreciate you calling in today. Could you please say your name for me? Hi.
Hi, Michael. It's Kahira.
Hi. How can I help you today?
Well, I wanted to see what you saw in terms of romance. I was dating somebody for a short time that I thought was a really a nice person. I think it was a good experience, but I'm wondering if you see me meeting somebody that's going to be like a long-term thing, and if it's something I should be doing different.
Okay. Right now, the different thing, you need to take care of yourself. Spirit wants you to really look at you, okay, and work on some stuff there in your own life. You know, and then a relationship will come. You know, yes, you mentioned, you know, that the relationship or the, you know, the dating thing that you did was a good experience, and that's what it is. Look at the things you learned there. But, you know, as well as I know, it's not going to work into anything else, okay? But, now I got good news for you. There is somebody that is coming into your path. Looks like about October here. That's going to be more of a long-term, more of what you're looking for. So take these next months here and really look at you, really work on you. Be sure that there's no baggage from your past, you know, past relationships, things like that. I don't really see an issue. I don't see anything that you're doing that's causing this, so I wouldn't focus on that. You know, a lot of times we focus on things that aren't there. So don't focus on, okay, there must be something wrong with me. I can almost hear your head saying that. And so don't Don't focus on that. Does that make sense? Because I keep hearing your head sort of saying, you know, there has to be something wrong with me because relationships don't stick with me. I can almost hear something like that. That plays in your head. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. I guess I feel like I keep meeting people that in some way or another are emotionally unavailable, and I'm wondering if I am also.
That's something for you to look at. The only person that can answer that is you. You know, I'm not seeing that, but if you're feeling that, then there might be something there. You know, and I will tell you that I do feel, and the one thing I will tell you, and I can't put my finger on it, and you ask about specials, and if you contact me through my email, I might be able to work something out with you about getting you a different price than the prices I have. Just contact me through my email, and I might be able to help you with that. But the one thing I will tell you is I do feel like that there's something there. I can't put my finger on it right now. I will tell you I can't do that right now. I don't know why. But I will tell you where to look, and it's in some of your past relationships. I would go back in your head to about, you know, the third relationship back. So if you start counting backwards, you know, it's not the previous guy, not that guy, but the next guy. I will look at your third relationship if you count backwards, okay, and see if there's something there, because that's where I think the issue is. And like I said, you know, we could look at it in a full reading and see if it would pop up. And like I said, just contact me through my email at youareawakening, and we can talk about prices, okay?
Thank you, Michael.
You're welcome. All right, bye-bye. All right. Yeah, because I just feel like that there's something there, and I feel like it's with the past relationship. I just cannot put my finger on it right at the moment. But I would look at that third relationship. If you count backwards, if you look backwards, I would look at that third relationship, because I feel like that's where the block is. And a full reading, I believe, would help you look at some blocks here. You know, I just don't have the time, honestly, on air to go into a lot of details. And there's just a lot of things sometimes that I'm seeing that I don't think you want me waving on public radio. Just thought I'd give you a heads up. There's just some things that I see sometimes that I don't think you want that out there on the line for the whole world to see. And so I'm careful at times on air. So, but you can set up full meetings with me at www.insightswithmichael.com. All right. And if you can't afford my prices, I want to put this out there. If you look at those prices and you go, well, Michael, I just can't afford that. Okay, don't let that stop you. Okay, what I want you to do is contact me through my email address, and we could work up some kind of a deal, some kind of a payment plan, something that could help you. Because I don't want those prices just to scare you off. Okay, if you look at my prices and you look at other readers' prices, you know, my prices are pretty reasonable, actually. You know, there's a lot of people out there that charge you $120 or so for 30 minutes. My prices are pretty reasonable, but it's, you know, and I know that money's tight. I understand that. But also, look at it this way. It's an investment into your future. It's an investment into your life. And you know, let's get some of these blocks out of your way so you can have the life that you are meant to have. I'm tired of seeing people not living the life that they were meant to live. And Spirit's tired of it too, I tell you. And, you know, Spirit wants you to prosper in every area of your life. And, you know, it's up to you to take that step. And sometimes that step is setting up a reading. You know, setting up that reading, saying, hey, you know what, I'm serious about changing my life. I'm serious about moving forward. Sometimes it's that step. You know, so just something for you to think about. All right, let's go ahead and talk to Lisa. Lisa, you're on air with me.
Hello.
Hi, how can I help you?
Hey, Michael, how are you?
I am awesome, super duper.
Good to hear.
Yeah, I know. So how are you?
I'm good. I am well.
All right.
Yes.
How can I help?
I had a question.
Okay. Well, I hope you have a question. Go ahead.
You know what? I would love a general.
Okay. All right. You don't have a question?
I know. Can you believe it?
I know. So let's go ahead and pull some cards for you. All right.
Okay.
All right. The yin yang card from my Gaia deck. Creating harmony through balance. Why when I look at you, Lisa, why do I see you off balance emotionally a little bit right now? What's going on?
That's interesting. Just issues dealing with my mom and making some emotional changes in my life. And a lot of it is ending some relationships.
Right. And that's always hard. I mean, that,
yes.
But it's also something that is necessary and something that spirit really showed me a long time ago. And we don't do it out of meanness. We're not doing it out of spite. You know, we're just doing it because it's time to move on. And what I find interesting, and this might help you, Lisa, a lot of times the people that you are thinking about, you know, walking away from, they're probably already thinking about walking away from you. And they just don't know how to do that. You guys are stuck in relationships that no longer benefit either one of you anymore.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
And so what I would do here is, you know, just look at it that way. Look at, you know, you're helping them too. You're helping them move on. And so, you know, that's the way we got to look at it. We don't have to look at it like, if you know you're in the heat of a battle and you're thinking about walking away from somebody, I would say cool off and think about it.
But this is not the case here. This is the case
of you moving on to your higher good.
Yeah.
And as we awaken, this is going to happen more and more as we awaken our true self. Those old relationships just are not going to work for us.
And so
we're going to have to move on. And I'm sorry you're facing these difficult situations, but you've got a great intuition inside of you that can help you deal with this.
And as
we depart from people, just wish them well and send love and light into their lives and move on.
It's time. You always do.
And the thing is, you know, that's the creating that balance. You know, finding relationships that work for us now.
I feel like it's time to find my soul family.
Yeah, it is. And you will. And I'm glad you mentioned that, because that's where Spirit's leading us. Spirit's leading us to people right now that connect with us. It's like we have a family out there that we know that's out there, and we're trying to find them. You know, it's like that. And so, you know, sometimes we bring in the wrong people. But that's okay. But I don't see it as that either. I see it sometimes that we learn from every relationship. I've learned from everybody that's ever came into my life.
That's true.
And you know, some good lessons, some not so good. But I've learned, and we have to look at it that way. And I do appreciate you calling in today, and you have a wonderful day, okay?
You as well. Many, many blessings to you, Michael. God bless you for your show and being available for people, because we really need you. We really do.
Thank you. Lisa.
Many blessings to you, honey. Alrighty, bye-bye.
And that's the thing. 610, we are trying, if you're listening to my voice right now, we are doing our very best to try to get hold of you. 610, you do want to talk to me, it looks like, but we have tried to talk to you a couple of times now, and we can't get hold of you. So what I need you to do at this moment, if you want to talk to us, hit your one off and on again, and then Rose will try to talk to you. But we are trying to get hold of you, and we can't get hold of you. So we're going to move on, but if you want to talk to us, hit that one again, and then come back on by clicking the one again, okay? All right. Now, Man. You know, there's sometimes in our lives that we have to talk about things that nobody really wants to talk about, nobody really wants to deal with, nobody wants to admit it's happening on our planet. And one of those things is it unfortunately happens to lots of kids every single day that they go to school. And just not the kids. Adults are faced with it. You might be faced with it. Just because you're not a kid anymore doesn't mean that you don't go through this. And I don't want you to think that we're just talking about kids today. We're talking about a subject that is on our planet that I hope someday isn't here. And I know that someday it won't be here. And that's a good thing to look forward to. But right now it's here. And right now we have to deal with it. And we have to talk about it. And we have to figure out ways to help. And the subject for today is bullying. And I want to go over, I'm just going to give you some statistics really quick here. According to statistics of 2010, so I want you to sort of double this number. Okay? This is 3 years ago. So this is in 2010. Okay, 2.7 million students are bullied each year. That's a lot of kids. 2.7 million students are faced with bullying. 160,000 children miss school every day out of fear of being bullied. When's it going to stop? When's it going to change? When we start doing something about it? When we stop burying our heads in the sand and saying that it doesn't happen? Because it does. I'm not going to say that I was a victim of bullying, because I don't ever see myself as a victim. But I went through bullying. I was bullied every single day of my life at school. I did everything in my power to not go to school most days, because I was sick and tired of running to school and running home from school every single day because I'd get beat up. I'd get called names every single day. And unfortunately, some days teachers saw things happening and did nothing about it. And I don't blame them. I don't hold no grudges. And I don't have any hard feelings about it now. The Spirit helped me forgive, and you never forget, but you can move on from bullying. And that's why this subject is so close to my heart, is because I went through it. I know how it feels. I know how it feels to walk through the hallways of your school and get punched in the arm for no reason, to get spit on every single day, to get poked in the back of the neck with sharpened pencils for no reason, just because you're there. And I didn't understand it back then. I didn't understand, and I still don't understand why it happens on our planet even today. Why can't we just get along? You know, I didn't do anything except go to school. I didn't do anything to most of the kids that bullied me. And maybe I was an easy target for them. And unfortunately, you know, a lot of kids out there, that's how they feel. They feel like they're just targets. And that's not a way a kid should feel. We're not targets, we're humans, we're people. And all we're trying to do is live our lives and the best we can. And nobody deserves to be bullied. I want you to go to a site with me, www, because most of the information I'm going to be reading to you today is from this site. And there's a great resource site for you to help you, to help your kids, to help other people. It's www.stopbullying.gov. www.stopbullying.gov. Let's talk about what bullying is. Bullying definition. Okay? Let's click on that. Okay. Bullying is unwanted aggressive behavior among school children that involves a real or perceived power imbalance. The behavior is repeated or has the potential to be repeated over time. Both kids who are bullied and who bully others may have serious, lasting problems. Let's talk about lasting problems. Do you know that I couldn't wait to graduate? I tried dropping out of school when I was a sophomore. My dad wouldn't let me. But my dad didn't understand what I went through every single day of my life. And it doesn't happen off the school grounds. It happens in the school. I was afraid to go to the restroom because the restrooms were not safe for me. I was afraid to walk down the hallways because the hallways were not safe for me. There, in my opinion, there wasn't a place safe for me. And that's what happens when you're a kid that is bullied. You don't think that there's a safe place and nobody is there to help you. You feel all alone. Even though you might have a hallway full of other kids, they don't know how to help. Because then, if they try to reach out to you, then they become a target. At least that's what they think. I had a kid one time came up to me. I was sitting upstairs because I usually at lunchtime I would go and try to hide somewhere where people couldn't find me so I could just eat my lunch in peace. One day I was sitting up there in this place that I didn't think anybody knew where I was. And this kid came up to me and he goes, "Hey," and I go, "Hey," and he goes, "I wish I could help you." And I was like, "What are you talking about?" And he said, "I see you get hit all the time and I would wish I could help, but I'm just afraid. Because if I help you, then I become a target, but I want you to know that I really like you, and, you know, can we be friends?" So there are people out there that want to help. There are. In order to consider bullying, the behavior must be aggressive and include an imbalance of power. Kids who bully use their power, such as physical strength, access to embarrassing information or popularity, to control or harm others. Power imbalances can change over time and in different situations, even if they involve the same people. Repetition. Bullying behaviors happen more than once or have the potential to happen more than once. You know, for me, it was a continuation of bullying. It was the same kids every single day doing the same behavior every single day, over and over and over and over. And it started out very simple, actually. You know, it started out with people making fun of the way I dressed, the way I looked, the way I acted. And then it started increasing from there to pushing and shoving and hitting and over and over. You know, bullying includes actions such as making threats, spreading rumors, attacking someone physically or verbally, and excluding someone from a group on purpose. I couldn't wait to get away from those kids. And the lasting effects, earlier we were talking about the effects. There are lasting effects that can happen due to bullying. I know a lot of people that have been bullied, and I still know that they have a lot of problems, and they have been out of school for a long time. For me, it was hard for me to forgive them. It took me a long time to be able to do that, and I do forgive them now. I can honestly say that I forgive them. Because I was holding on to that, and I was holding on to that pain, and the only person that was hurting now, after years and years of that, going through that, you know, it took me a long time to get over that, guys. It took me a long time to forgive them. In the last week, there was a street here that I live in, that I used to live on, and that I would have to walk down every day to school and walk home down. And until the other day, I had never went down that road. Because the memories of what happened on that road to me every single day of my life was just too hard for me to face and too hard for me to deal with. Or was it just me not wanting to forgive? Just me wanting to hold on to grudges? And maybe that's what it was, and now I don't do that. The other day I went down that road to the house that I lived in. I drove my bike down the road towards where the school used to stay, and the school's no longer there. And every single time that I had a memory of some kid hitting me, I would stop and say, I forgive you. Every single time, and there were many stops. Because we heal by forgiving. We let go by forgiving. And maybe today you're listening to me and maybe you were bullied. I don't like the word victim. I don't see us as victims. I see us as people that were bullied. So don't ever see yourself as a victim. That's one thing that I would tell you. And maybe you're a kid listening to me right now or listening to this program, and you go through this. It's nice to know that somebody's gone through it and survived. And you can too. I know it's tough, and I want to speak to the kids that are bullied. I know that it's tough for you. I know that you don't understand why you're picked on. I don't know. But I can tell you that you're awesome, that there's a wonderful spirit in you, and there's nothing wrong with you. And there's nothing really wrong with the kids that bully you. So, you know, we got to stop looking at it that way, too. So, but bullying happens on a constant basis, guys. Every single day, a kid is facing bullying. I knew a kid. I went to a public school. I won't say in what city. But he went to a public school, and he didn't use the restroom all day long. Because it wasn't safe for him. He would have to run home from school. I know this kid. he'd have to run home from school every single day. And these kids actually followed him home one day, went to his front door of his house, knocked on his front door, and wanted him to come out so they could only do one thing to him, and that was to beat him up. For the only reason that he was here on planet Earth. Unfortunately. That kid took his own life. Because it was the only way that he knew to get out of bullying. It was the only way that he knew how to get out of that. There's too many kids that have left our planet because the only thing that they need to do is to exit by their own hands because they were tired of what was going on and that they felt so alone. And I don't want to see that happen to another kid. How can we help? How can we change things? That's the question. How can we change things? First of all, we have to admit that this is a crime and a problem. You know that there are several states that have laws against bullying? You know that? There are several states that have laws against bullying. I'm going to type in laws concerning bullying. Okay? Find out what your law is in where you live. You know, because there are laws. Kansas, if you go to the website that we're on, you type in the search thing, the laws, policies and laws, you'll find a little map. You can find if your state has laws. In the state that I live in, Kansas has laws. It says right here in front of me what term is used in the Kansas anti-bullying laws, bullying. Do these laws cover cyberbullying? Yes. What groups are listed under state laws? There are no specific groups listed in Kansas laws. And you can read those kind of things for yourself. You can find that stuff right here on this website, stopbullying.gov. And, you know, and I'm not saying that to press charges, you know, in some extent cases, maybe. Because the only way that we're going to change things is if we start having action. I want to talk about Columbine. Columbine happened because these kids were bullied every single day of their lives. And I'm not justifying what they did at all, but I'm telling you that the reason why is because they got tired of being bullied, and I don't want to see that again in another school. And if we don't stop this kind of stuff, we're going to see it again. You know, there was a time in my life when, like I said, I was bullied, but not one time in my life did I ever think about killing another kid just because he hit me. I never thought about that. But we have kids now, unfortunately, they think about that. We have kids killing kids. Shouldn't be happening. We need to, you know, let's look at warning signs of bullying. Click on where it says who is at risk. There are many warning signs that may indicate that someone is affected by bullying, either being bullied or bullying others. Okay, let's look at the flip side of the coin. We got kids that are being pushed around. We got kids that are being called names. But they're being called names and being pushed around by other kids. So a lot of kids out there are either being bullied or are the bullies. Here are signs a child is being bullied. Look for a change in the child. However, be aware that not all children who are bullied exhibit the warning signs. Some signs that may point to a bullying problem are unexplained injuries, lost or destroyed clothing, books, electronics, or jewelry. Every single day, most of the days in my life at school, I didn't eat lunch because kids would steal my lunch. They wouldn't eat it. They would step on it and destroy it. And I didn't know what to do. I was afraid to talk about it. I didn't know who to talk to. So I just went hungry. The kids could be talking about frequent headaches or stomach aches. When I was in second grade, every morning I would wake up and I would tell my mom before school, I'd say, my head hurts. And my stomach hurts. Just so I wouldn't have to go to a place that I didn't like. Changes in eating habits, like suddenly skipping meals. Unfortunately, a lot of the girls in school, they get told that they're fat and they're ugly, and even guys sometimes, and then they believe that lie about themselves, and then they stop eating because they think if they're just a little skinnier, if they look a certain way, then they're not going to get beat up. They're not going to get bullied. Unfortunately, that might not change. Difficulty sleeping or nightmares. First grade, second grade, third grade. I woke up every single night screaming. Because every time I closed my eyes, I saw kids hitting me. Declining grades, loss of interest in schoolwork, or not wanting to go to school. Sudden loss of friends or avoidance of social situations. Feelings of helplessness or decreased self-esteem. Self-destructive behaviors such as running away from home, harming themselves, or talking about suicide. Unfortunately, we have a lot of kids on our planet that are called cutters. They cut themselves because to relieve that pain. I know, it don't make any sense to me. I know a lot of people, unfortunately, that did that when they were teenagers. You know, a lot of kids are away from home now because they're runaways, because they don't know how to deal with the situation. They don't know how to talk about things. And then sometimes if they try to talk about things, there's nobody really listening. Before this program's over, I'm going to give you some phone numbers that you can call. And if you're a kid listening to this program, again, I want to speak to you for a minute. And I want you to know that you're not alone. Okay? That's the biggest thing you need to know. All right. signs a child is bullying others. Kids may be bullying others if they get into physical or verbal fights. A lot of times people, unfortunately, we think that a fight is, you know, a punch or something like that, but there are verbal fights. You know that there's a lot of words that kids told me back in the day that took me a long time to get out of my head. Things that they said about me that was not true, but at that time I believed it. So, you know, if they get into physical or verbal fights, have friends who are bullying others. Have an increasing aggressiveness. Get sent to the principal's office. You know, you get a phone call every single day and your kid's at the principal office. There might be a reason for that. Have unexplained extra money or new belongings. Let's say all of a sudden your kid has brand new tennis shoes that you didn't buy for him. Where do they come from? He might have taken them from another kid. I'm not saying that he did. I'm just saying it's a possibility. Blame others for their problems. Don't accept responsibility for their actions. And on and on and on. Why don't kids ask for help? You know, statistics from 2008 and 2009 show that an adult was notified in about a third of bullying cases. Kids don't tell adults for many reasons. Bullying can make a child feel helpless. Kids may want to handle it on their own to feel in control again. This may fear being seen as a weak or a tattletale. When I was bullied, I went and told. I told teachers. And unfortunately, the kid would get in trouble, but not a whole lot of stuff changed because the kid would be waiting for me after school and then would beat me up for telling. I stopped telling so much. And I'm not blaming school, and I'm not down on teachers. Please, please do not think that I am. Because they don't really know how to help either. I had a really awesome teacher that did help. She said, Michael, why don't you just stay after school a little bit? Why don't you help me? And she didn't tell me that she was keeping me from being bullied. Because she would tell me, Michael, she said, I really appreciate, and I found out this later, but she would say, Michael, how about you stay after school and help the janitor beat out, this is going to date me, beat out the racers. Or I need you to help me tidy up the room a little bit. She knew what was going on, but she was doing the best she could to protect me. She even offered me rides home sometimes. So, you know, to her, I would say thanks. And to the other teachers, I don't have anything against you. You did the best you could. I believe that. Kids may feel backlash from the kid who bullied them. Bullying can be a humiliating experience. Kids may not want adults to know what is being said about them, whether true or false. They also may fear the adults will judge them or punish them for being weak. Unfortunately, my dad didn't know how to handle me being bullied. His response to this was, you need to fight back. And I just don't get violence. I don't understand violence. I've just never got violence. And I don't want to get violent because I don't believe that we need a world where there's violence. We need a world where there's peace, and I believe that someday we will, and I believe that someday we'll see that. kids who are bullied may already feel socially isolated. I never, for a big part of my life when I was a kid, I didn't really want to be here. I didn't want to be on this planet. But I'm glad I'm here now. And because I see the reason why I went through the things I went through is because talking about it, I hope, will change things. Knowing that somebody got through it, somebody survived it, and, you know, moved on past it. And that we can do that. We can move past these things. And I want you to read stuff on this site. There's a lot of stuff here. It is stopbullying.gov. We're going to shift gears because Spirit just told me to. But, you know, bullying is something that is out there. And as school gets ready to start, a lot of schools are getting ready to start here this month, actually. Where I live, schools start here August 19th. Pay attention to your kids. That's all I got to tell you. You know, look at what's going on in their lives. You know, look at how you can help. I told you I was going to give you a number. If you're feeling lost, if you're feeling like there's no help for you, you know, you could be a kid or whatever. You know, because when I was a kid, especially when I was in high school, I'm going to just tell you something. When I was a senior in high school, I was sick and tired, and I tried dropping out of school because I didn't like it. I didn't like going to school. And I remember one day that there was a moment in my life that I thought, you know what, just like a lot of kids unfortunately have fought this way, that there's only one way out of this, and it's not to be here. And that is not the way out. Please listen to me. If you're a kid and you're bullied and you get called names all the time, you get hit all the time, don't take your life. That's not the way out. And if you need to talk to somebody, you can always drop me an email and I'll connect you with people that can help you in your area. But I'm going to give you a toll-free number right now, and I want you to grab a pen. It is 1-800-273-TALK, 8255. Again, the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline. TALK. Talk. If you're a kid in school and you're picked on, tell somebody. Talk to a teacher. Talk to your school counselor. Talk to a principal. Talk to the superintendent. Talk to the State Department of Education if you have to go that far. This stuff needs to stop. You know, if you don't feel like you're getting help from your teacher or the counselor or the principal, go up a little higher. Talk about it. And if you're a kid and you see another kid being picked on, and you don't want to get directly involved right then, go to the kid after school and say, hey, you know what? I see you getting picked on every day, and, you know, I don't like it anymore, and you like it. how about hang out with me? You know, I'm not saying that every kid in our world is a bully, because they're not. There are some really awesome kids out there, and there are some really awesome kids that really helped me through school. Not every kid hit me, okay? That would have been awful. There were some really good kids there, and I had some really good times in school. I don't want you to think, and I don't want to paint a picture of every day that school was terrible for me, because school wasn't all bad for me. There were just those kids in there that made it a little hard sometimes. But I had some awesome teachers, and I learned a lot about myself, and I learned a lot about other people, and I survived. And I've grown through that experience, and like I said, you know, I don't hold anything against anybody. For the first time in my life, I can honestly say, you know what, it is what it was. And so I shared the stories with you today because I want you to know that bullying is real, and it just doesn't happen in school. It happens in workplaces, it happens everywhere, and it shouldn't. And also, cyberbullying is even worse now. When I was in school, we didn't have computers. I'm sort of glad. That would have been a little harder, I think. Because, you know, kids are not even safe on their computers. You know, sometimes they'll get emails from other kids and saying mean things about them. And we need to stop that kind of stuff. Check the walls in your state. Be a change. Do you see a kid that's being bullied? They'll say, you see a kid on the street and he's getting hit by another kid. Just don't drive by. Stop your car. Remember one time, I was on the corner of a very busy street, and there was a person even sitting on the front porch of this house, and these two kids were pounding me with their fists, and nobody did anything. Don't be that person. Stop your car. Get out of your car. Say enough is enough. If you're a parent, pay attention to your kid. If he starts isolating himself, find out why. Be involved. Okay? All right. Our phone lines are open if you would like to be a part of the show. If you have questions, or do you even have stories that you want to share about bullying, you can do that right now, 347-327-9316. Or you can just call in for, get some answers. You know, I know that this was a subject that hit a lot of you at home. And the only thing that I would I say about that is if this subject bothers you, then I would look at why. If this subject makes you uncomfortable, then I would be asking myself why. You know, there's a lot of kids out there that need you to help. Bullying is a huge thing. I mean, they've made movies and there's all kinds of stuff out there to educate. That is a wonderful site that we were on. It is stopbullying.gov. There's a lot of information on there. I didn't cover all of it. I just felt like that, you know, Spirit wanted us to shift gears a little bit here, and I want to talk about something else. But, you know, I don't want to be a person that buries his head in the sand and just say, you know, this stuff doesn't happen, because it does. I don't want to just think that, hey, you know what, somebody else is going to do something about it. I want to be somebody that does something about it. I want to be the change I want to see in the world today. And I don't want to be a bully. You know that a lot of kids, and this is a statistic, that a lot of kids that were bullied as a kid become a bully as an adult. If you don't believe me, look it up. A lot of kids that are bullies, that are bullied as a kid, they get jobs where they're either bosses, they either become sergeants, they become captains, so they can push other people around. Not everybody that's a boss, please listen, not everybody that's a boss, not everybody that is in a place of power is a bully, so please don't, you know, say that I said that, because that's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying that some are. Unfortunately. Bullying has lasting effects if we allow them to last. You know, I feel like somebody's listening to me right now, and you were bullied, and you were called names, and you know, you were just cut down by kids. I can almost see you listening to me, and so I want you to listen very carefully to me. You can hold on to that pain, and I held on to it for years. I held on to that hurt, and I don't know why. I feel like in some ways that I was justified by doing so. But you know that the moment that I really started forgiving those people, you know, and I said some of their names out loud. I have a yearbook. The other day, I went through my yearbook. I put my hand on their faces, and I said, I forgive you. You know that I did it for one reason, to free me. Let's shift gears for a minute. Forgiving is letting go. And it might be because you need to forgive somebody that bullied you. You know, a kid, an adult that bullied you. You know, people sometimes can be really mean. And sometimes people can point fingers and talk about you when they don't even know what they're talking about. But that still can hurt you. You know, you just have to say, you know, I forgive you. And we don't forgive for them, we forgive for us. You know, the other day when I rode my bicycle down that road that I was afraid, even as an adult, to go down. I will tell you, I was afraid to go down that road. I admit that to you. I was afraid. Because that road to me was hell every single day of my life. But I was determined to go down there and to heal that. for me and for the area. And like I said, I stopped at every single house, even after, you know, and I went to every area that I remember being hit and said, I forgive you. And do you know that by the time that I reached to where the school used to sit, and then I forgave the school, and I forgave the teachers, and I forgave everything around there. Do you know that by the time that I got away from there, do you know how free that I felt? I had carried that garbage with me for too many years. And I was like, whoa. It's gone. That's what forgiving does, guys. It sets us free. It makes us open more to spirit. And it opens new doors for us and new opportunities for us. You know, maybe you've been in a bad relationship and you need to forgive a boyfriend that hit you. And I'm not saying that it was right for him to hit you, but why are you holding on to it? You know, this was a long time ago. Forgive him, move on. You're doing that for you, not for him. I remember one time I had the opportunity. I got brave enough to do this. I saw a kid that, as an adult, I saw him. And you know, he said, hi, Michael. He remembered me. He didn't remember the things he did to me. And I went up to him and I said, hi. I said, you know who I am, right? And he goes, yeah. And he said, you're Michael. And I said, yes. And I said, do you remember school? And he goes, not really. And I said, well, you weren't really nice to me. And he goes, what? And I said, no, you weren't really nice to me. You spit on me, you hit me, you called me all kinds of names, and you were not really nice. And do you know that he actually started crying? And he said, will you please forgive me? And I said, yeah. Are we buddies? No. I wish I could tell you that he was my best friend, but he's not. That would be an awesome story. But you know, that day was healing for him and was healing for me. And you know, that's all that matters. I hope that today's program has helped you. I really do. I hope it's helped in some way. And let's go ahead and click on Susie. Susie's wanting to talk here, so let's say hi. Hi, Susie.
Hi, Michael. You really hit home for me when you started talking about, you know, bosses and bullying.
Right.
I've had a couple of instances where that has happened,
right.
And my last one really kind of did me in. I had a manager that was very much bullying to me, and he ran off a lot of other people as well. And then I didn't take the proper channels and go to HR about it like I should have. and I just walked out and said I quit because I couldn't take it anymore.
Right.
And the store manager, she stood up for her manager, not me. So I just couldn't take him anymore, and that was a job that I really, really was becoming very confident in.
Right.
And I was ready to settle in until retirement, and that was the end of that one. And I really, really am very sorry about it, but there's nothing that I can do about it now. But on the positive side, it drew me to go to school.
Right. And that's the way you gotta look at it. You know, sometimes when you know, situations like that happen to you, you know, there's, you know, a reason, and, you know, you did what was best to get you out of there. Hopefully, you've forgiven. In that case, if you have it, then that's just something else that you still need to work on. You know, and that's just, you know, a lot of times that's what happens. You know, there's a lot of people. You know, I look at companies a lot of times, and, you know, if you look in the paper and you see a company that hires a lot, there could be a problem there. You know, there could be, you know,
exactly.
something that's causing a turnover there. And so,
exactly.
you know, but if you are in a, you know, in a situation, I'm sure your advice now would be, you know, to tell people, you know, to go to human resources, you know, go up. You know, maybe nothing will change, but at least you've taken an action to help yourself. And you know, and taking those steps to help, you know, maybe
well,
you still need to leave, yeah, but at least you've taken some steps and let some people know what's going on.
Yes, and eventually he did do himself in, because
right.
he was so focused on riding everyone that
right.
he wasn't doing his job, and
right.
eventually it brought him down.
Right. Yeah. And a lot of times, you know, people, you know, that are in situations where they are bullied, you know, a lot of times we don't see the consequences, you know, that happen to those people. And but I believe that there's karma, and I believe
yes.
that those people will get, you know, something, and the seeds that they plant out there, they're going to harvest
mm-hmm.
something back. And so we got to be sure that we plant good seeds out there, Susie. And so, because we
right.
want good stuff to come into our lives. We don't want,
right.
you know, that stuff. And you're an awesome person, and you know that. I'm sorry that you were in that situation. But
mm-hmm.
you survived, and you moved on, and you actually helped yourself. And that's what we got to see, and that's what we got to do.
Well, it's trusting, you know, I released it and trusted in the spirit would take care of things as they should, you know, see fit to take care of it. It wasn't for me to wish anybody bad or, you know, try to do anything at all, just to release it to spirit. And and I also did have a very strong knowing that spirit would take care of me as well. And
right.
and that's really what has happened. And I believe that that's what's happened to you too, Michael.
Right. Yeah, you know, and I had, you know, when I was talking about school earlier, you know, I had some kids come up to me, you know, because, you know, every day they would see what was happening to me. And I would have kids come up to me and say, hey, you know what? We really admire you because you don't fight back. And you just keep on being. And that gave them strength because they were being bullied. And so, you know, I was an inspiration to, you know, a lot of kids, and, you know, and we sort of formed a club, actually, you know, we actually called it Bullied Kids, and, you know, so, you know, and we formed, you know, we would talk about what's going on and give courage to each other, you know, but, you know, and we got to look at situations like that, you know, whatever happens in our life is there to teach us stuff about ourselves or other things. And you know, the one thing that I don't want to ever see myself as is a victim, because I am not a victim. I'm a person that gone through some situations, but I'm not a victim. And that's what I would tell anybody listening to this program today. So, in no case, whatever your case may be, Don't see yourself as a victim.
Right.
You know, see yourself that you can get out of your situation, and there are people out there that can help you. But I do appreciate you calling in, Susie, and hopefully I've helped you, and you've helped us by sharing your story, and we appreciate it.
Okay, Michael. Well, thank you, and have a blessed rest of the day.
I will. You too, Susie. Bye-bye.
Okay, love you. Bye-bye.
Love you too. Yeah, and, you know, and that's the, you know, that I'm glad Susie called in, because, you know, it talks about workplaces. You know, I remember I had a job where my boss was not very nice, and you know, I was just like, you know, and he was just pushing me around and giving me the really bad jobs, and finally I just said enough is enough, and, you know, I left. And but now, unfortunately, there's a lot of people that are in jobs right now, and jobs are a little scarce. So there's a lot of people in jobs. Maybe you're listening to this program, and maybe your job, you have somebody that's pushing you around, and they're taking advantage of the fact that they know that your financial situation is not going to allow you to quit. But, you know, there are steps you can take. You know, pray for the person. You know, report them to human resources if you have human resources. Go up a little higher. Go up to the corporation if you need to. And, you know, things like that. You know, there are things you can do to help yourself. We are going to go ahead and go off the air, I believe. We will be back on there tomorrow. And we have some great guests coming up on the program. And let me go ahead and click over here on the calendar and tell you. That's not going to help me because I'm not on the right email. But we do have, I do know some people that are coming up. Tomorrow, I will have Steve Spurr. He's known as the Psychic Cowboy. He will be with us. I can't wait to get him on. Go to his website. You can find his website by typing in Steve Spurr or Cowboy Psychic. That will get you to his website. But it seems like he's going to be an awesome guest. And so we're going to have him on tomorrow. We will be on air tomorrow at 7 p.m. Tomorrow. Okay? Steve Spurr will be with us. And then on Friday, we will have Sonny Brooks with us. Will be with us on Friday. And I'm looking forward to having her on here with me. Wednesday, I will be on there, and we'll be talking Wednesday. We're going to be talking about what an empath is or what a sensitive is, how to recognize those things inside of you, how to deal with that better if you are an empath, if you are a sensitive. A lot of times we use that word on this site, on the show here. And you know, what is an empath? What is a sensitive? What are those words? And and you might be one. And so I'm an empath. So join me Wednesday and let's learn what that word means and how we can deal with that better. Okay? Later on in August, sometime in August, I'm going to be talking about earthbound spirits and fallen angels. Okay? And so you will most likely want to listen to that program that will be coming up in August here. There's a lot of things coming up, and so stay tuned. See what's going to happen right here on Spiritual Talk Radio. I got some really cool guests coming up. You can find out all the guests that are coming up by going to our website at www.spiritualtalkradio.net. Look over the calendar there. It lists everybody that's coming up for the month of August. And you can see who's coming up. There's also some pride guests that are coming up. That's my dog Angel. Reminds me of the old times when I first started with Blog Talk. Angel was a puppy. That was about 4 years ago. And so a lot of you that were back there then, that brings back memories. And so, I used to go seriously to Angel, and but Angel has been an angel to me, and I wouldn't have it any other way. But I do apologize for her barking if that bothers you. She hears noises. Her job is to bark. She's a border collie. You're asking what kind of dog she is. Border collie, blue dealer, very active. But awesome dog. Couldn't ask for a better dog. All right. So maybe someday I'll tell you the story about how Angel came into my life, because it is a very interesting story. And so I'll share that with you someday. You know, how spirit brings things into our past that we don't see how they're really going to help us. But like I said, Angel has the name Angel for a reason. And I might share those stories with you someday right here on the radio. Join me tomorrow at 7 p.m. for Steve Spur. And I'm looking forward to having him on and having you with us tomorrow. Tell your friends about our program. We are going to be revamping some of our website, and I'll be talking about that in the near future when those sites are back up and some of the new sites are being built right now. And so they'll be up and running sometime in the near future. We do have websites up at the moment. www.spiritualtalkradio.net is the official website for this program. And my website, where you can set up readings with me, and you can actually set up readings with me today if you would like to, at www.insightswithmichael.com. Again, don't let my price scare you off. If you need a reading, please listen to what I'm saying. If you need a reading with me, contact me. At youareawakening@gmail.com. Let me know your situation. We could work out some kind of a payment plan. I don't want you to miss getting a reading just because you say, man, I can't afford it. I don't want you to do that. There's ways around things. Okay? And talk to me about it. Okay? We'll work something out, I promise. All right. Just be safe. And the one thing I want us to do before we go off air today, we have a lot of kids that are about to go to school, back to school. A lot of young adults that are going to universities and colleges, and it's a lot of people going back into educational systems. And so what I want us to do is I want us to pray, and we're going to pray for grade school kids, and we're going to pray for middle school kids, and we're going to pray for high school kids, and then we're going to pray for university students. Okay? So we're going to pray in order. And so let's start right now. Father, Mother, God, we just thank you for all kids and all young adults. And Father, Mother, God, we just pray right now for the kids that are getting ready to go to grade school right now. And I pray that you would keep them safe as they prepare to go back. And maybe, or even start. There might be some little ones that are just getting ready to start school. And just give them the courage and the bravery to move forward into their lives. And Father, Mother, God, just make this school year for them the best school year ever. Let them make lots of friends and let them have an awesome time. And right now I pray for the middle school kids as they advance forward into their lives. And I know making that transition from grade school to middle school can be a little nerve-wracking. And I just speak peace into those lives right now that might be making that transition. And I pray for every middle school student that they would study hard, that they would have fun, that they would learn like crazy, and that they would be safe. I pray for every high school student right now. I pray as they advance in their maturity and as they advance in their education that you would help them mature, that you would help them in every area of their life. And again, making that journey from middle school to high school, again, can be really scary. The unknown, change. And Father, Mother God, make it easier. I pray that every high school student has a peaceful year. That there be no violence of any sort in any school, especially in high school. I pray that sportsmanship would prevail in every situation and in every life. And I pray for those that are going into two-year colleges or universities or in any higher education right now. I pray for them. And I pray that you would help them with the funds that they need. And it's not easy to go farther up in education. It's a little pricey for a lot of people. And I pray that you would help provide the funds that they need. And that you would help them study hard. And that you would give them a peaceful journey ahead. Now I turn the focus on the educators, on the janitorial staff, on the kitchen staff of every school. And I pray that you would help them as they begin a new year, that you would help them be able to know how to help the students that are around them. That you would help them be involved and not disconnect. Father, Mother, God, now I turn the focus again to the parents and the grandparents. And friends of every student, that we might be able to help and be able to understand and give us the wisdom and the understanding that we need to help. Let us not be disconnected from our kids, but let us be connected to our kids. And let us pray every single day for the children of our world, that they'd be safe, that they'd be happy, and that they would be blessed. And we say namaste. And we say amen. Thank you for listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. Like I said, I hope you got something out of it. If you have comments, if you would like to contact me, youareawakening@gmail.com is our official email address. It's the only email address for us now. Please do not use, I'm going to repeat this again, do not use Insights with Michael. You will not get hold of us. That does not exist. So insightswithmichael@ymail.com is gone. So the only email address that we have is youareawakening@gmail.com. The Insights with Michael Wymel account was hacked is not safe. I will tell you that I don't use it, so if you're getting emails from it, I don't know how you would be doing that, but we do not use that. So it is youareawakening@gmail.com, all right? On behalf of myself and on Angel and Buddy, we say goodbye to you for today. Follow us on Twitter, and I will tell you, soon we're going to be having a mailing list, and I will tell you, when we get the mailing list up, if you sign up on our mailing list, that will enter you for a drawing. Every month, if you're on our mailing list, what I'm going to do, this is going to be on the new website that's coming, but when we get the mailing list up, if you sign up for our mailing list, then that's going to, from that mailing list, every month, I am going to draw a name. And from that name, you'll get a 30-minute reading with me, okay? All right. So there's some really cool things coming up, guys. I just want to give. That's all I want to do. I'm a giver. I want to give. I want to see change on our planet. I know that some of the subjects sometimes that I talk about are hard to listen to sometimes, but, unfortunately, there's stuff on our planet that needs our help. And we can stay in our little boxes and pretend that we don't live in a world that is hurting if we want to, but I don't want to be that person. I want to help a hurting world heal. I want to see you heal, and I want to see you better. I want to see you empowered. Do you know that once I started taking back my power, do you know that the bullies had my power even way after I left school? They still had power over me because I didn't forgive them. So in not forgiving them, they still had power. They still had control. They don't have that anymore. And I feel more empowered than I've ever had. And if you've ever hurt me, I don't have anything against you. I love you. You talk all about me all you want. But that doesn't mean that I don't love you. Doesn't mean that I don't care about you, because I do. And you can't change that. Because I still love you. One of my favorite heroes is Gandhi. I love Gandhi. I love how Gandhi changed the world, and he did it in a nonviolent way. So you might say mean things about me, and you might hit me, and you might do whatever you want to me, but you're not going to change one thing about me, and that is I'm still going to love you. And I still am going to do my very best to see all of the violence and all of the stuff on our planet go away, and someday it will. I've been to the mountains, and I've seen the promised land. Coming closer than we think. You be you, I'll be me, and together we will get there. Give yourself permission to shine today. Be the smile you want to see in the world today. Put one on your face. Share it with others. All right. Have a great day. Have a great one. See you guys later. Bye-bye.
I give myself permission. give myself permission to be all I can be. I give myself permission to live passionate and free. I give myself permission to be all I can be. I give myself permission to live passionate and free. I give myself permission to be all I can be. I give myself permission to live passionate and free.
Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You are a child of God. Your playing small does not serve the world. There is nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We were born to make manifest the glory of God that is within us. It is not just in some of us. It is in everyone. And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others.
Give myself permission, I will.